Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I really appreciate all of you for being here today. I have Robert Barnes, a well-known constitutional First Amendment and criminal lawyer who also worked on this case for several years. He can give you documented evidence that we gave them all the discovery, so they didn't have a case. So they were forced to default us because I'm this villain that deserves to be found guilty by this kangaroo court. This is American justice on trial. Even the worst people in the world, which I'm not, but even if I'm a bad person, as some say, I deserve my day in court. Even the local newspaper admits I'm not allowed to defend myself. It's not Alex Jones saying this. It's the Hartford Courant, an article published yesterday. Alex Jones had to testify in Sandy Hook defamation trial this week. Here's what we know. It says he's prohibited from defending himself. They've had 3 weeks of people up there lying about me, twisting what I said, and basically having a memorial for dead children I didn't kill. All in effect, not just on the Second Amendment, but now, ladies and gentlemen, on the First Amendment of this country. This is not a trial. Now, I came here to testify 2 weeks ago. I came here this time to testify. And the judge today said that she will hold me in criminal contempt if I say I'm innocent, if I say I'm bankrupt, if I say I wasn't the first person to question Sandy Hook, and over 10 other things. No judge in U.S. history has ever told somebody what they can and can't say. I'm being ordered to perjure myself when they ask me questions, or I'll be arrested if I tell the truth. This is outrageous, and you're all having your freedoms stolen. In this article, in the Hartford Courant and many others, they say I gave over no discovery. Then on the last page, they say their whole case is based on discovery I did give them that they twisted that I can't respond to. Robert Barnes is my spokesperson. He'll be able to give a statement here, and then we'll both take your questions. Robert Barnes.
This is a case that has put the American justice system itself on trial. And the trial that has taken place here, this show trial, is an embarrassment to the rule of law in America and a disgrace and a travesty of American justice. Everybody knows you're supposed to get your day in court. Yet the one person who is being denied any day in court is Alex Jones. To such a degree that the court has made clear today that if he testifies honestly, if he testifies truthfully, he goes to jail. But if he answers the questions in the way the plaintiff's lawyers want, then he could also go to jail. No matter what he does, he goes to jail if he testifies in his own behalf, in his own defense. That is a core American right. This is a case you have to ask yourself, what is the truth that the plaintiff's lawyers are so terrified that the people hear? What is that truth? That truth is that Alex Jones participated in discovery more than any media defendant in American libel law history. A lot more than the New York Times did just down the road in New York in either the Project Veritas case or the Sarah Palin case, as is detailed in the Hartford Courant publication, which talks about the internal emails, internal documents, internal financial records, all disclosed and divulged to plaintiff's lawyers. So this is a case where there has been a big lie, a fake case about supposed fake news. It's a fake case because the story they told about Alex Jones was never true. The story they told about Sandy Hook was not true in the sense that they blamed gun owners and blamed Alex Jones for what happened when the reality is that school safety was not up to snuff at Sandy Hook. Democratic politicians decided to pocket money meant to protect little kids' lives, and little kids died who didn't need to die because politicians lied. That's the real truth of Sandy Hook, but they can't have any of that truth come out. They can't have the truth that Alex Jones and InfoWars had nothing to do with promoting and instigating and originating those who had doubts about Sandy Hook. That came from media professors and school safety people and people completely outside of Alex Jones and InfoWars. That's why they always had a fake case. And they won't allow them to tell the truth because the truth would let the world know that their case is based on a lie.
And Bob, make the point you made. You were involved in the first 2 years of the case. We gave them all this massive discovery that you see on the screen. Then they sit around and say we didn't give it to them, so we're defaulted, so we can't defend ourselves.
Absolutely. Throughout the entire time frame, I challenge anybody out there to find any media defendant who has produced as many emails, as many documents, as many internal policies, as many as all the broadcasts that were relevant here that has
ever been defaulted. All right, ladies and gentlemen, press conference from outside the courtroom. We'll be right back here on the Alex Jones Show.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, quick programming note. We are going to be going back to the press conference right now. We're archiving it, and we're going to be playing it on the bottom half of this hour. So if you want to hear more from Jones and Barnes outside of the courtroom, stay tuned. That's coming up. But I have a guest joining me now, Alan dos Santos from Terça Livre, a Brazilian journalist and reporter, talk show host, who got the political persecution and banishment from the very Supreme Court in Brazil that freed the corrupt President Lula from jail so he could run again against Bolsonaro. And now in the first round of the Brazilian elections, Lula did get more votes than Bolsonaro, but did not get the simple majority it takes to win. So there'll be a follow-up election. I believe that date is October 30th. And so I wanted to get Alan on here to discuss. Alan, I'll just open it up to you with my basic questions. And I was asking some friends of mine in Brazil how they felt about the results. And they said the same thing that I was thinking, was they were stunned. They were shocked that Lula had such success. They couldn't believe it. And these are liberals that don't like Bolsonaro. They voted for Nova and some of the other candidates that barely got any votes. They said, yeah, I voted for these candidates. I knew they wouldn't win, but I couldn't vote for Lula, even though I don't like Bolsonaro. You know, they think he's, you know, right-wing fascist, whatever. But they know Lula's corrupt. So I'm looking at this. I'm seeing some other Brazilian reporters reporting what we saw when Biden won, which was Bolsonaro up, and then these massive ballot dumps come in, 100% for Lula, and then putting him on top. So what is your takeaway from the Brazilian presidential election? Lula getting more votes than Bolsonaro. What do you think happened? Do you trust the results? And what's coming next? Alan dos Santos.
First of all, thank you for having me here, Owen. It's a pleasure for me being here in InfoWars. And I can assure you, it's a rigged election in Brazil. This fraud don't shock me, but shock a lot of people that still do not realize what communists are capable to do. When we were following all the numbers and the results and the official website of the Supreme Court, we saw something stopped and kind of being frozen from the 66.66%. And that moment...
You're talking about the total number of ballots counted? Where does that number come from?
Yeah.
Wow, they stopped it at 66.6. They stopped the counting.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So they stopped. That got frozen. And then Lula started to have more votes than Bolsonaro. And not just few votes, 7 million votes. But the problem is, if you see the streets, all the videos, it's viral on the internet, you can see that clearly Lula couldn't bring anyone to the street for the rallies, for anything. And when you see Bolsonaro, even place that Bolsonaro wasn't able to go, was more, way more packed, and the crowd was bigger.
So it's a lot like what we saw in America, Trump 20, 30,000 people every rally, Biden 300 max. We saw virtually the same thing with Bolsonaro and Lula.
Yeah, the situation is more clear when you see that Twitter is already doing the same in Brazil right now. So Matthew Turman from War Room and Project Veritas, he can't post anymore on Twitter. He just got his account, I think, was blocked.
But, you talking about Bolsonaro?
No, Matthew Turman from the InfoWars. InfoWars from Project Veritas.
Okay, got you. So they're censoring journalists reporting on this now.
Yeah, in English. My account, well, of course, it's already blocked in worldwide. And you cannot say fraud anymore. You can't post anything on Instagram, Twitter, anywhere else, and they will just block your account. So a lot of people are afraid to say the truth, saying that we need to work on the second turn right now. The second election, it's going to be in the end of October, and people are now, let us not talk about fraud because we need to get more votes for Bolsonaro, trying to kind of avoid another fraud, but I don't believe that's going to be enough because they are corrupted. They are criminals. It's proven already that Lula da Silva has been proven the most corrupted person in the world, not only in Brazil. And how can you believe that people he nominated to the Supreme Court will count the votes and tell us the truth? And a lot of videos on internet is already showing people trying to hit the green button to confirm their votes, and they can't end their moment on these voting machines. And these voting machines, you know, right? They have been a problem here in America, but that everything started in Brazil. This is why Trump retweeted me during the election, because I spoke about these voting machines back then, and it's happening in Brazil, and I don't believe they are not going to fraud again. I do believe they will. They will really make this election rigged as it was on last Sunday.
So obviously there's, about 3 weeks until the second round, which will be Lula versus Bolsonaro on the ticket. You have to get a simple majority, so they bring it to the final two contestants. I mean, what pushback are we seeing, or are you seeing, from Brazilian media? Are they being bullied not to talk about fraud as well, with threats of censorship? Are they just fully in the tank for the communist criminals and their representative Lula to be president again? I mean, what is Bolsonaro's option if he doesn't trust the election results? Where do we go from here?
Well, it's a mystery, to be honest with you. Bolsonaro has the army in Brazil. It's also doing the audition for the election results. So we are waiting to see what the armed force will say about it, because this is kind of last hope. Someone proving, not only mathematically, because mathematically it's already proving. You can see the results. It's not possible to have this kind of pattern, you know, the elections going in such a way, and then everything changed after a frozen time. And Bolsonaro, or he can get way more votes, and even with fraud, he could win, because I don't know if you are familiar with this situation. If you need to have a lot of votes for avoiding this fraud, and way more than you can ever imagine. But I do not believe they're going to let Bolsonaro win, because Bolsonaro just got the Congress and the Senate. So if they allow Bolsonaro win naturally, I mean, just counting the votes, Bolsonaro would have enough Senate to impeach Alexandre de Moraes, the Supreme Court Justice, and he also could pass every such, I mean, every bill, every law that he could do in favor of Brazil for the first time. We never had this kind of Congress that we are going to have next year. So I do not believe they're going to do that. What options Bolsonaro have in the table, honestly, only the army. The army could speak about what they have seen on election and try to do something, maybe arresting these criminals, because they are. This is my opinion. They should be arrested because they are all criminals. Lula da Silva, Alexandre de Moraes, the Supreme Court Justice. If you see on old news, not recently, but if you see some old news when Alexandre de Moraes got nominated to the Supreme Court, you see some accusations that he was a lawyer for a company honored by some criminals, organization called PCC. This organization has been declared terrorist group here in the United States.
This is just amazing. So many similarities between what happened in the U.S. in 2020. Alan Dos Santos on the air with us, breaking down the Brazilian election. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Here live on the Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer filling in here, Alan Dos Santos with me, a Brazilian reporter, talk show host, journalist, covering the Brazilian elections. And, you know, just to kind of reemphasize here, so many similarities between the 2020 U.S. elections and the last election between Bolsonaro and Lula, which is going to be a runoff on October 30th. But, you know, actually, Alan, I mean, Bolsonaro's rallies were probably bigger than Trump's. I mean, if we're being perfectly honest, I mean, Bolsonaro had rallies that were, looked like 50, 60, hundreds of thousands of people showing up. And as you said, Lula couldn't even have rallies because nobody would show up. And so where are all these voters coming from? Again, I talked to some of my friends in Brazil. Some of them like Bolsonaro. They don't trust the results. The others that don't like Bolsonaro or Lula that are on the liberal side of the aisle, they were voting for some of the down ticket candidates. But they don't want to question elections, you know, because they don't want to think that that might be what's going on. But they're a little skeptical knowing that Lula is a convicted criminal. And so getting back to where we left off, I mean, Bolsonaro is basically in a position now where unless he's had some sort of a plan prior to this going down, they're just going to call him a military strongman or a dictator or anything if you know, he tries to deny the results or say that there was fraud, just like they did to Trump. And then they'll go after him with as much charges as they possibly can. I mean, how do you see this playing out?
As I told you before, there is a parallel counting votes that the armed force are doing, because they said if they couldn't have a clear and honest election, that could be a national security affairs. So that was written by the defense, Secretary of Defense in Brazil, months before the election. So now we are waiting for these results, and probably, or Bolsonaro has everything under control, or we're going to have Lula da Silva rigging this election clearly in front of everyone, in front of our nose. I do believe it's dangerous trust that you can redo something after the communists taking power. Like here in America, you have the best laws and regiment, everything. I mean, the structure of the United States is way better than our, for example, constitution and structure, you know. So we do not have as many tools as you have here in the United States. And even the United States couldn't redo this rigid election. So I'm afraid to say that I don't believe it's possible to redo this result once you accept the rigid election. And this phenomenon that people are afraid to say it was fraud, that was rigged. It's happening in Brazil right now. I saw this here in the United States with my own eyes. Everyone knew, but a lot of people were afraid to say that truly and honestly, or because they could lose likes and share or money, I don't know. But they were afraid to say the truth. Just few people said that, and InfoWars was one of them. That's what is happening right now in Brazil. A lot of people are afraid to say the obvious because it was a shameful, shameless, rigid election. They are not ashamed what they are doing. This is what communism does. They are not afraid to do whatever they want, whatever it takes to take the country back. And there is a plan in South America to unite somehow Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, Brazil, Colombia, all these countries together with the drug dealers and Cuba to be a place, a paradise for China. This is very clear for everyone in Brazil. If the person do not see that, it's not seeing the reality. And sometimes they think it's possible to fight against this criminal following the rules. You can't, because they create every new rule in a sense while they are losing the game, you know. You can't trust them at all. How can you trust they will count the votes correctly in the second round if they already redid the first round? I'm afraid that we cannot redo this situation unless if the army will show up with the parallel results of the election.
Well, and I see there on the screen, I mean, Lula has, that was probably the biggest event they just had on the screen, a couple thousand people, and it's all people clad in red, and his theme color is red, like the Chinese flag.
Totally.
But you look at the Bolsonaro rallies, I mean, it's just hundreds of thousands of people, yellow and green, waving their Brazilian flags. I mean, the optics there are incredible. Now, I'm not as familiar with the military situation in Brazil. I've got a bit of an idea, but correct me if I'm wrong here. I mean, Trump had military sabotage. Trump had top military generals and stuff sabotaging him the whole time. It's my understanding the Brazilian military is actually really behind Bolsonaro. I mean, he was a member of the military himself. Is that a correct analogy, that the military is really strongly behind Bolsonaro?
I better say they are really constitutional defenders. They don't take sides politically, but they know what the enemy is and what the enemy is going to do. The situation of the Brazilian army is different than Venezuela, for example, where Chavez kind of bought them all with nominating them to some places they would like to go. But in Brazil, it's different. And I do believe they're going to defend the Constitution. The only one problem that I see is how clear is the situation for them. I don't know if they think it's possible to change things not arresting these criminals. They let a lot of things happen already. But I do not believe this is because they do not want to defend Brazil. And they do not want to defend the Constitution. The problem is, once you have no, how can I say that? It's hard for me in English, but once you do not understand very well how this enemy operates, you probably can be fooled. And I do believe they can be fooled sometimes because they think they cannot do anything like the military regime, where they arrested all these criminals. Some of them, some generals, are afraid of the media. I can tell you for sure, because I've met some of them. They're afraid of the media speaking like, oh, there is a military coup or something like that. I'm not talking here. Let me be clear here. I'm not talking about military coup. I'm just saying you can arrest some criminals because you have...
But it's the same fear. It's the same fear of you know, not telling the truth about the results. And it's the same fear. I mean, look, nobody wants to start a war. Nobody wants to become an authoritarian to defeat authoritarianism.
Exactly.
And so that's the problem. Alan, we'll stay in touch. I appreciate you joining me today. Let's talk again either before or after the next round. If there's any breaking news, where can people follow you and your work?
On Getter, I'm there. Alan Santos, BR, as Brazil. It's double L in my name, and I will be there.
All right, Alan, thank you so much for joining us today and trying to get some truth about the Brazilian elections out there. I don't see much media covering it here, and so I appreciate you coming on. And, folks, it's really important. I mean, Bolsonaro is like the best populist, nationalist, pro-human leader on the planet right now. I mean, we got to protect this guy. We got to protect Brazil.
By the will of God and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them. And I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL that gives him go for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we do have the full Alex Jones press conference ready to go. We're going to be playing that in its entirety in the next segment. And then, who's hosting the fourth hour today, guys? Okay, great. Gerald Celente hosting the fourth hour, and then I'll be back hosting the War Room with all the latest breaking news coverage and video clips. So that's what's coming up here. Now, we barely plugged today. That's a problem. We need to pay the bills around here. We need to stay on air. We need to make sure the crew gets paid. And so many different ways to support us, ladies and gentlemen. You can get great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. I myself, you can call me a supplement head. I've got a whole pantry full of supplements. I probably take like 15 different supplements a day. It's great. You know that most people probably don't have professional dietitians and can't be making sure they get all their daily values of nutrients and vitamins and everything. So you can make sure you're healthy supplementing. That's why we sell top-rated, top-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have a super sale going right now, up to 50% off some of the top-rated, top-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, like Survival Shield X3, the Nascent Iodine, 50% off, DNA Force Plus, the flagship elite supplement of InfoWars Store, 50% off, Brain Force Ultra and Brain Force Plus, both 50% off. You know, I don't do a live show without going to the Brain Force Ultra or Brain Force Plus for maximum mental energy and clarity. And so much more. Knockout sleep support. They call it knockout for a reason, folks. If you have trouble sleeping at night, give it a try. It'll knock you out. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And right now, you'll get double Patriot points with every order that you can apply towards future purchases. So a great way to take advantage of that special right now. Make a big purchase, get a bunch of Patriot points built up, and then you can immediately turn around and get another purchase with your Patriot points. So that's all happening at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about Alex Jones's new book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. You can get the autographed copy, still selling autographed copies right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Or if you'd prefer, you can go to Amazon and keep it at the top of the bestseller charts by purchasing it there. Amazon gets their little cut, but it keeps it at the top of the seller's charts, and so it kind of is a wash there, if you will. All right. Those are the great ways to support us, folks, to keep us on the air. Don't take InfoWars for granted. Don't take these transmissions for granted. If you want to see us on air, if you want to see InfoWars into the future, shop at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. The biggest liar in the history of press secretaries, and that's saying a lot, folks. I mean, we're talking about the likes of Jay Carney. We're talking about the likes of Jen Psaki. I mean, these are just liars. And Karine Jean-Pierre takes the cake. So, but granted, in her defense, she's in a completely unsolvable situation. She's forced to go out there and lie for Biden every day. It's an impossible job, and it is her job, is to lie. And so, of course, but this is just, it's just clown worldish. I mean, the Cabbage Patch press secretary is just clown worldish in the recent press briefing where, folks, they're trying to make and stick to the claim that Joe Biden and the Biden administration has saved Americans money on gas. I'm not even kidding you. And by the way, they did have a little downtick in the price of gas nationwide, barely. When Biden got in, the average price was $2.20 a gallon. Now it's about $3.50 a gallon, so it's up $1.30. They claim that's down. They claim being up $1.30 is down. I mean, that's the level of lying these Democrats will go to. But understand this. In 35 days after the midterms, your price per gallon will go up by a dollar within a week, I'll predict right now. So they're synthetically trying to lower the price of gas ahead of the midterms. As soon as the midterms are over, you watch, gas prices are skyrocketing again. But here's Jean-Pierre, the Cabbage Patch clown press secretary, telling you that the Democrats and the Biden administration have lowered gas prices. Unbelievable. Don't believe your own lying eyes. Don't believe the world you actually live in. Believe the lying Democrats in the Biden administration. Here it is.
Consumers now in California paying $6.41 a gallon for gas. Nevada, $5.51. Oregon, $5.46. Who can afford that?
And we understand that. That's why the president worked so hard the past several months to make sure that he did everything.
Pause it. Wait, what? The president has worked so hard the past couple months to get gas prices down. What has he done? What work could she possibly cite? Emptying the strategic petroleum reserves to the lowest level in modern history? Is that good work? Selling our gas to China, selling our gas to Europe, is that the work? What work? Taking a vacation every weekend from Friday through Monday, leaves Friday, returns Monday, every weekend? Is that the work? What work is she possibly talking about? That's why the president has done such hard work to lower gas prices. The question was, gas prices are up. How can people afford it? And the response is, that's why we've lowered gas prices. Again, the question is, they're up. What are you doing? So, okay, here's Jean-Pierre, professional liar for the Bidens. Go ahead.
so hard the past several months to make sure that he did everything we can to bring gas prices down. We have seen fastest. I know you're pulling out a couple of areas across the country, and I get that, and we understand that there's more work to do. We have never said we were done here. We have always been very clear that there is more work to do, but we have seen, the reality is, we have seen the fastest decline in gasoline prices in over a decade. That's because of what this president has done.
Pause it. Folks, pause it and rewind it for me. Pause it and rewind it back to that end. I mean, this is just unreal, man. This is just, she sits up there with a straight face and tells you they have lowered, they have record low gas prices. I mean, this is like if I'm a restaurant, let's say I'm a cheeseburger restaurant, and cheeseburger, a normal cheeseburger at my restaurant is $5. And then let's say the next day you show up and a cheeseburger is $30. You say, whoa, a $30 cheeseburger, well, I can't afford that. And then they show up the next day and the cheeseburger is $10. They say, boy, a $10 cheeseburger, I can't afford that. And the cheeseburger shop owner says, whoa, what do you mean you can't afford it? That was a record price slash. We just had record price slashing on cheeseburgers. And you scratch your head and you say, wait a second, 2 days ago I bought a cheeseburger for $5. Now it's $10. That's double the price. You're telling me you cut the price, but you doubled it. That's what this press secretary is telling you right now. How can Americans believe this? How can a Democrat ever win an election? Because the American media is so corrupt, and they're all sitting in that courtroom right now with their tongue up Joe Biden's ass, that they can't sit here and call out the blatant lies from this press secretary. It's disgusting. The American media is disgusting. You people are sick. A Democrat should never win another election in this country. Why do you think Tulsi Gabbard doesn't run as a Democrat anymore? Now she goes down in Hawaii and does videos teaching people how to shoot firearms. Yeah, that's going on now. This Democrat Party is sick, and the American media letting them get away with these lies is even sicker. So play it again, and we'll finish it here. I'll shut up. They say they've saved you money on gas while you're paying more money than you ever have on gas.
Thanks, Green. You said the president was responsible for gas prices coming down. Is the president responsible for gas prices going up?
So it's a lot more nuanced than that, right?
No, it's not.
Peter, you know this. There have been global challenges that we have all dealt with. When I say all, meaning other countries.
Yeah, that's Biden.
As well have dealt with since the pandemic.
There's Biden's
been
the pandemic disaster.
And there's been Putin's war. And Putin's war,
Biden's war.
Has increase gas prices at the pump. We
There's
have seen that over
no,
the
lying.
Past several months. And what the president was able to do, he took some historic steps when you think about the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and making sure that we were able to do everything that we can to bring that cost down for American families, give them a little bit more.
I mean, it's just an outright lie, guys, and everybody knows it. Pull it down. But imagine saying, oh, it's Putin's fault that the gas prices are up. Okay, so you just admitted that Vladimir Putin is kicking Joe Biden's ass politically. Okay, so I guess that's what you're sacrificing now. Unbelievable lies coming from this press secretary. I can't believe we live in this country under such a state. This can't go on. It's only going to get worse. Alex Jones press conference coming up on the other side.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I challenge anybody out there to find any media defendant who has produced as many emails, as many documents, as many internal policies, as many as in all the broadcasts that were relevant here that has ever been defaulted. This has never happened. Default is now being used and politically weaponized to take away people's right to trial by jury. And here you're seeing it live. You're seeing it reported in the Hartford Courant. If he gets up and testifies, truthfully, he goes to jail. How is that consistent with the American legal tradition at all? How is that consistent with what we view as American law? You can hate Alex Jones all you want. Don't you want all of us to have the right to our day in court? All of us to have a right to trial by jury? Because the moment that is taken away, this is no longer American justice. This looks like Soviet-style show trial justice. This looks like justice that even Castro would have been ashamed to do in the show trials in Cuba in 1961. That is what is taking place here in Connecticut, the heart of part of the American Revolution that established these founding principles that we go, that all go all the way back to the Magna Carta. Your right to trial by jury, your right to your day in court. And Alex Jones is now being told, if he asserts that right, he goes to jail. If he testifies truthfully, he goes to jail. That is not American justice.
Not allowed to say I'm innocent, because the judge says I'm guilty.
Absolutely. Not allowed to defend himself about anything. Not allowed to tell them he almost never talked about Sandy Hook. Not allowed to tell them that more than 99% of what InfoWars reported about Sandy Hook said Sandy Hook happened.
And these plaintiff's lawyers have said here and insist they want me silenced, period. Well, even somebody on death row deserves their free speech. So think about that. They want me off the air because they want to shut down the American people.
No, quite. And in fact, he said so in the opening statement the plaintiff's lawyer did. Why are they so scared and terrified of the truth? Why are they so afraid of the people hearing the truth? If what they say about Alex Jones is true, why aren't they willing to allow Alex Jones to have his day in court? These are questions every American should ask. But more importantly, every American, we must defend the speech we most disagree with if free speech is to stay alive. This is one of the core principles of the founding generation. And that principle is at stake and at risk in this trial, which by itself has made the American justice system now in danger. Because the very things that we hold sacred in America, that we allow people a full chance to present their testimony in court, right to counsel, right to free speech, right to due process of law, all of them eviscerated simply to caricature and stereotype Alex Jones to the world and then to strip him of the means to ever talk to the world again.
And they admit they're setting the precedent for everybody else using me, just like my deplatforming 4 years ago.
Absolutely. This is about freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of press, freedom of inquiry. Here you have a case where ex-FBI agents or current FBI lawyers are suing who don't know anybody who died in Sandy Hook.
I never said their name.
How is that? I mean, if FBI agents can now sue people for raising questions about what took place in various cases, does everybody who questions the government now go to jail? Does everybody who testifies truthfully in their own defense? Do they all get bankrupted into oblivion? Because that is the future we face if we allow precedents like this to be set. They have used the historical example of Alex Jones to set the template for mass censorship and the legal weaponization of our legal system against the interest of ordinary, everyday people. And it will be turned on the rest of us if we don't turn back now.
All right, Robert, we'll take a few questions. I just want to say this on the record. I am proud of my 28 years on air, exposing Jesse Smollett being a fraud, exposing WMDs being a fraud. I always question everything. I listen to those that are questioning. It's healthy and good. And I do not apologize to the system or anybody else because I did it from a pure heart. I've not been perfect. I've made mistakes, and I've apologized from those. We have a government that just blew up the gas pipeline and is starting a massive escalation of war with Russia. We live in a country with mass human smuggling across the border and a completely collapsed system. And so the establishment thinks by demonizing Alex Jones and trying to shut me down that they're going to be able to intimidate everybody else to shut up. This political establishment is collapsing and is almost universally hated. And they think by turning me into a demon, they're going to be able to scare everybody else off from telling the truth. No. The front page of Yahoo News today was reporting that Google and the UN censored hydroxychloroquine and other treatments for COVID they knew would work and help people. That's mass murder. And when the corporate media promotes mass shootings, all the studies show it encourages other mass shooters. So who is indicted is the establishment hyping mass shootings. Who is indicted is the drug companies, who almost every mass shooter has been on the so-called antidepressants on their own insert admits it can cause people to go psychotic and engage in mass killing. It's on the damn label. So people want to point at Alex Jones questioning an event that the politicians jumped on, that they hyped up, that looked like a media production, is an American people's right. I never harassed these families. I never sent people to harass them. They have no evidence of that. I didn't kill their kids. I'm not Adam Lanza. And ambulance-chasing lawyers have already gotten these people $73 million from America's oldest gun company, Remington. She bought that gun legally at a gun shop, and it's Remington's fault that Adam Lanza's mother bought that gun. That's a fraud. I'm not Adam Lanza. I didn't kill those kids, but people don't know Adam Lanza's name. They know Alex Jones's name. We'll take a few questions, and then we're going to come back later, obviously, but I want to just say this in closing. I am strongly considering tomorrow, when I get put on the stand, looking at the judge and saying, you've barred me from saying I'm innocent. This isn't a real court, so I take the Fifth Amendment. Not because I'm guilty, but because she says if I tell the truth, she'll put me in the Waterbury jail for 6 months. That's what she can do. Never before in a civil trial is the Fifth Amendment needed. But top lawyers have looked at it and say, no, she wants to put you in jail if you tell the truth. Well, I tell this judge and all the rest of the New World Order, I am innocent and you are guilty of tyranny. And so if I go on that stand tomorrow, I'm not going to bow to what they say. I'm not sure if I'll even go on the stand tomorrow because it's a trap. It's a spider's web. It's a fraud. But this isn't a trial where a judge finds you guilty, won't let you put on evidence, or defend yourself. It's in the newspapers. When I first told the media when this case started, when this trial started 3 weeks ago, when I told you that she wouldn't let me put on evidence and that I can't say I'm innocent, you didn't believe me. Now she said it on the stand 3 times from the bench. You have heard them say that in America you can't say you're innocent. Even if Charlie Manson was guilty, he had a right to say he was innocent. Think about that. You're being robbed of your freedoms and of due process, and it's dangerous. Find out what Alex Jones really stands for at InfoWars.com. Hear the show for yourself. Find out what the establishment's so scared of. Why my book is number one in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World, because that's what I really cover. That's what I really do. I make money off of films and books. I never made a movie about Sandy Hook. I barely covered it. That's a lie. And I did wrongfully say it was staged, and I apologized years and years before I was sued. And they went back and they picked that up and they blew it up in the media and made me the Sandy Hook man. I'm not. Any questions? The original people were professors that questioned it, former CIA operatives and others, and I believe them. And they never told anybody to go harass families. A few mentally ill people did harass families. I think there's some evidence of that, and that's a real thing. But the people that harassed some of the families who became public figures and met with Obama and went on TV, you know, a lot of folks that are pro-gun didn't like those families being political. I understand why the families did it. And so, yes, nobody should harass the families. I've not seen anybody ever to do that. They have no evidence of that. But that's all they bring up constantly. Go ahead, sir.
Do you feel like the First Amendment, you have a right to free speech, even if you're wrong? In the past, maybe you made an error when you said some certain things on your radio show, but then you changed your mind. In America, don't we have a right to free speech?
Americans have been lied to. Americans have been lied to so much about other events that we don't believe anything anymore. And that's a crisis in the government and in the media. And so I've taken responsibility for things I've done that are wrong. The point is, what they've represented I did, it's not what I did, and it's a fraud. You have a question?
Yes. What's the damage caps?
Yeah, I know. It's all fake news, 50 million in Texas. It's only like 5 million. There's damage caps everywhere here except on one thing. None of it matters. I don't lose sleep at night about them giving them $1 billion. I don't have $2 million. But I can't show my finances in here. I can't show them in bankruptcy. They just misrepresent how much money I have. It's a total fraud.
Aren't you misrepresenting what's happening here? You say you lost your right to argue that you're innocent, but you lost that right because the judge found you in repeated violation.
Okay, so we hear this thing. The judge found you didn't give any discovery. All you see is my discovery. Up there they're using, that's a fraud, that's a lie. They're weaponizing the judiciary. Another question? I'm not going to tell a lie. I've made mistakes in my life, but I'm not a liar. I don't read off teleprompters. I don't give scripts. I just tell the truth. And that judge, again, admonished that I would go to jail tomorrow if I give any other answer of yes, no, or I don't know. So when they get up and say, isn't it true you made money off this? No. The judge says I'll go to jail. She says I did. It's a lie. She says, since you didn't give us evidence, I say you're guilty when we gave her all the evidence, but the evidence doesn't fit. Do you understand? This is a kangaroo trial. This is a fraud. This is a danger. All right, listen, find the truth at InfoWars.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.